Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to know what your readers really think? Spend 10 minutes with a reader and see the literary world through their eyes. Nikki Michelle presents 10 Minutes with a Reader, a show that takes you into the mind of a book lover. Enjoy.
Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes with a Reader. This is Chapter 10. And I just want to let you guys know that this is the last show of Season 1, and I want to thank you all for joining me on this very, very fun journey. Tonight, I have a very special guest, and the funny thing about this particular guest is I had no knowledge of her before. I don't know how I ended up following her on Instagram, but I love to follow readers who do like content creation. And so I just happened, and I still not sure how I came across Well Read Ruby, but I am so happy I did. As a writer and as an avid reader myself, I love when readers and reviewers do like content creation. And Ruby is one of those readers who I love when her content pops up in my, my stories or on my timeline, because it's always so, it's funny, it's quirky, it's interactive. You know, you want to comment on the things that she's talking about, even if you haven't read the book. So she's a lover of all things romance, with Black love being her main squeeze. And like me, the girl loves her coffee. She's also an avid reader, reviewer, and supporter of the indie author scene. And so without further ado, welcome to the show, Ruby.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Nikki. I'm happy to be here.
I am.
I'm so happy to have you. And before we jump into all of these messy questions that I sent you, tell the listening audience a little bit about Well Read Ruby and what kind of content you create.
Okay. Well, my name is Courtney, but my nickname is Ruby, and I wanted to use my nickname as my book. My bookstagram, so that is where we developed Well Read Ruby, which I actually had a coworker help me come up with that name. So shout out to Jamie, because I was just trying to figure out, like, what do I want to do? I started heavily reading about, I want to say, February of 2020. I kind of got into it because I was just looking for an escape from the pandemic, and my best friend, Cheyenne, she showed me some I think it was the Wedding Date series, and that's kind of where I started, but that is not where I ended, because Wedding Date series, compared to what I've been reading recently, there's no comparison, and I'm so glad I'm actually more into the Black indie authors, heavily into, like, a Brenda Jackson contemporary romances. Like, I have fallen deep, and even, like, contemporary to an extent, like Kennedy Ryan, because I know she's a Black romance author at times, but her contemporary stuff as well, with the series, I think it's the King, I'm not sure if it's called the King series, but Queen Move was one of my favorite books by her, and I'm just happy to be in this space. And so Well Read Ruby is a very unique situation. I wanted to start sharing my reviews and just start writing about what I'm reading and just reviewing everything and just sharing with people. I love to do giveaways because I like giving away books just because I can. I don't know. And so I just felt like I needed to do that, and talking with more of my reader friends that, like, I've met through social media, I just felt like it was time to start something new. And here it is, Well Read Ruby.
And you guys, if you're not following her, this is for readers. Like, if you're not following her on Instagram, please do so. Her content is, listen, you will not be disappointed. Let me just say that. Okay.
Like to engage. I will say that. I will post stuff that will make people engage, and my stories are always popping with questions or sharing other people's reviews. I'm always active on there.
But she is not this, I mean, born, but she should, because she's not exaggerating. She really, she gives me what I'm looking for. I know we have so many, you know, like we have the bookstagrammers and the book talkers and the bookers on the Book of Faith and all of that. we have a lot to go around and a lot to choose from. For me as a Black writer, finding content creators who focus on, especially majority of Black authors and Black love stories, I absolutely love. And I want to get to, you know, what new books are out, what could I get into. Well Read Ruby is one of the pages that I pay attention to. You know, her and Karen's Manuals, you know, all book clubs and Black content creators, they just give me what I'm looking for. I go to any of their pages on any given page. And the reason I'm interracial might pop up in there, and I don't really do. to each their own.
I'm not going to say something like that, but I don't do heavy interracial relationships either. It's not for me. It is not for me. But, I mean, I will read some, I'll probably read a lot more white romance than I will interracial, which is odd. But, yeah, I'll definitely, I think the Wedding Day series is all that I will go as far as IR, personally.
Okay, now you know the name of the show is called 10 Minutes with the Reader, and that's because we got 10 questions, and each question you get a minute to answer as we go over that, but that's okay because it's a 30 minute, and I can do what I want. So, with that being said, to date, what has been your favorite book of
This one I was struggling with, but I'm probably going to just stick with my bread and butter. I'm going to say Behind the Scenes for me is by Christina C. Jones is probably my favorite book to date. It's a book I go back to a lot. It's just a beautiful, first off, it starts with a one-night stand, and I'm always here for that.
And, you know what's funny? Finish. You know, this has to be fate or something. Because guess what book I just finished listening to?
Was it Behind the Scenes?
Yes. That's it.
That is amazing. Listen, Behind the Scenes is a classic for me. And honestly, I don't even think
Can we just talk about how I just want to Miss Christina C. Jones has a way. Don't get me wrong, but Christina and the way she was writing strong-willed Black women without making them like pet mules for the struggle and all of this. Like, there's a perfect balance in the way that she wrote. There was Pierre. I believe his name starts with an L. The main female character.
Logan.
I want to call her.
Yeah.
Christina has a way that she writes these beautiful, talented, educated women, strong women with no vulnerability that doesn't make them come off like, you know, and I love that.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. She definitely has a way with her pen. I feel like traumatic experiences are never with the current love interest. And I feel like that is why I love the drama in my books too. And she gives you drama, but it's never from the person that the love interest is coming from. The woman can be strong. She can be bold. I love that because, I mean, even her, like, what was the character in Offensive Formations that came out this year? Tegan Tolliver, I believe, was a tennis star. She was bold, and she was live, and she was twerking, but you don't still respect her as a sports star. Like, she was that girl. Even Haley Freeman from the prior affair, oh, my gosh, she was so bold and just out there and just proud of her body, and she was one of the older characters, too. I think Haley was, like, late 30s, early 40s. So just, it's just so beautiful how she can craft these strong heroines that are proud mm-hmm. to be Black. We in all mm-hmm. shades, and it's all of Black love, and I live for that. I seriously live for that.
10 times. No, listen, women are giving me everything I need. Like, I literally for what we do. Talking about a woman, the ones who are the worst ones who are running split.
There you go. Okay. Sorry, I thought I lost the word.
It's probably me moving this mic around. But what I was saying is Black women authors have really come in, especially in 2021. Not that they weren't doing it before, but 2021 just showed me that the top, what do they call the big five publishing industry, whatever, publishing houses, they don't know what sells and what doesn't sell. Because all of these Black women authors out here that are writing these great stories, crafting whole towns and building, and they are just kicking ass and taking names. And I always get what I need just like from Black women authors. Not that I don't read other Black women are always going to take up majority. I am proud. I am happy. Because when the Big Five decided to shut the door, basically, on majority Black authors, these Black women authors decided, you know what? You can keep this door closed. I'm gonna just go over here and build another one, and that's what they did.
Yeah,
for them.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. And honestly, I hope they don't go back, because it's a blessing to be able to have access to these authors that you can just literally DM them and build the rest there.
Okay,
really,
now with that broke up a little. I hope we're okay. I hope our connection isn't, because I know it's supposed to be tonight, so I'm hoping my connection is not spotty. What character has stuck with you?
Oh, this year alone, I'm going to say Kendra and Polo from Technical by Alexandria House. I'm still emotional about that book. I'm still emotional about those characters. I just felt like even though they got their happy ending, their struggle to get to their happy ending was just way too much for me mentally. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And without giving away spoilers, because I don't like to give away spoilers, but you're going to need a drink if you read Technical. I love Alexandria House. Need a drink if you read Technical. And Technical, I think, came up first in Let Me Hold You. I want to say that's Leland's book from McLean Brothers. Polo was Leland's teammate. And baby, whew, it was a journey to get to the happy ending that they had. And it was a lot. Ooh, it was a lot.
And what was it? I keep getting these
big South.
Because listen, by the time I closed the Big South book, I was like, listen, I want it to be deeper. from her writing. If you read, but was it? Is it going to take me?
Hold up. What was that last part?
Is the story with Big South? You said that I was going to need a about the story, the new story that you've read with her called Technical. So I'm trying to see, because after reading about Big South, I think I need to go smoke a joint. So is that going to have
Ooh.
The same?
Well, okay, let's see here. If you go, okay, we're going to go through the McLean brothers. Let me break it down real quick. So Big South was a lot. That book was a lot. But I feel like that book still don't, Technical is still just a lot more.
Oh, my Lord.
Emotionally than Big South's book. I mean, even Leland's book, which is book two, that one, mm-hmm. it was a lot going on, but I still feel like emotionally it didn't take me to where Technical took me. Book three, I felt like it was cool. It's Nolan's book. It was him and Bridget, and I enjoyed it, but it's not like you need a drink for that. I think you can rock with it. Even though there's some heavy conversations in that book, I still feel like, as a whole, I felt okay after reading it. Book four, Neil's book, I love Neil. And I felt like that was the, I felt like the best sex scenes were Big South and Neil. So I feel like you can drink some wine with Neil because he a man. Like, he lets Sage know that he is her man. He is her chosen, and he going to stick beside her regardless of what she think about herself. So I think once you get through those, I don't think you really need the heavy liquor. I promise you, the heavy liquor is going to come just in book one of Technical. You need the heavy liquor for that book. Period.
And since I don't drink anymore, that means I need to have something else.
I'm
ready, though.
You're going to have to smoke. I'm telling you right now. And my friend Brittany from Brittany Reads That over on Instagram, she warned me about this book. And, oh, Jesus, she warned me. Let me listen. This is why I said I love her writing, but that book took me through there. Which is what you want an author to do, right? You want
right,
them to
exactly.
evoke emotion.
Right.
I realized I was going to get that emotionally attached to those two and feel the heartbreak, you know?
Okay. So now with that being said. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I said to this day I'm still just a mess over that. A mess.
You know, I'm just going to go and add this to my to-be-read pile. As it were. And with that being said, who's your least favorite character?
Least favorite character is Messiah Williams from Ethics series for so many reasons that I just cannot explain. And from the Butterfly series. It's actually, I would say I feel empathy for Messiah, but I cannot stand him as a character because I feel like he is so self-centered and so selfish in the way he loves people, attaches to people, deals with people. He is beyond selfish, and he's going to make sure that he's good first before he checks for anybody else. And yeah, if you have not, at the Epic and Butterfly series, you can see for yourself.
No,
but Messiah.
That's one series. Because you know what? And you know what's funny? This particular author comes up in every one of my shows, and I think one of my favorite shows where me and the reader agreed that, we're just going to put this – well, no, I said I put the series down. The other reader was like, I just can't help it. I got to see what happens next. And I'm just like, you know, Miss Ashley's not going to keep taking me on this roller coaster of emotions. I can't handle it. So I'm going to let y'all have it. And y'all just tell me what happens after the next book.
Listen, he is one of the only authors that will give me book anxiety to an extreme
mm-hmm.
that, like, I'm, like, freaking out as I'm turning the pages. Like, she is that type of author and brilliant writing, but just insane how her – she will really have you emotional and fully invested in this world. I'm a part of her book club, too, and when I tell you she will make up like short stories that have nothing to do with this series, but are just like what if situations, and you will mm-hmm. be arguing about what if situations in the book club. It is definitely how she has us wrapped around her finger. And like, I'm here, I can't leave.
And I completely get it. I get it. Because I hopped off of that roller coaster real quick. I said, no, what you're not going to do is give me any more gray hairs fooling with these characters. And that speaks to how good of a writer she is as well. Because it's not a bad thing, you know, that I refuse to go back to the series because I can't take the emotional roller coaster. It just speaks to how good her because we got some more questions to get to, and it's 8:50, and I want to hear your answers to these questions. So, what's the most annoying thing a character has done that made you want to put a book down? Not that you actually put it down, but something that they did was just so annoying. You were just like, oh God, like you just want to throw that book across the room.
There's quite a few of them that have done some stupid stuff, but if I'm going to say anybody did something stupid, gosh, I have like three people in my head right now. I'm just like, who was the worst one? Who was the worst one? I want to say, you know what? I'm going to go Saved by a Billionaire by Miss J. And I've read this recently, and the other person I'm thinking about is Morgan from the Butterfly series, but I can go. We're going to run over time if I talk about her. But I want to say Jules is the character in Saved by a Billionaire. And when I tell you she has a really messed up childhood, and I understand a lot of her decision making, but when she continuously, like, messes with this one couple, like, does a thruple situation with this couple, and she trusts them. She's like, oh, they're my therapist. Like, they're not your therapist. They're sleeping with you, and they're getting you doped up. Like, it is not, like, she is so naive, and it's beyond infuriating. Beyond infuriating. She is naive in every sense of the word in that book. And I wanted to scream, like, girl, what are you doing? She was like, her ex-boyfriend, this is not fully spoiling this book, but her ex-boyfriend was up to no good and was trying to get in touch with her, and she didn't want to. So her best friend is married to a billionaire, and his brother, who is also a billionaire, is trying to protect her without her knowing. And so she, like, finds out she doesn't want anything to deal with him. She drives off. And the guys, their ex sends people to try and attack her. And she's, like, all confused. Like, he told you specifically to stop being, like, not aware of your surroundings. And you just choose, listen, if anybody is listening, go read that book, Saved by a Billionaire. Saved by a Billionaire is a two-part book. Jules is crazy. I just feel like she is so... And granted, she probably has reason to be, because, like I said, she has a traumatic childhood. But at what point do you take accountability and not be so naive and just accept help? It is okay to accept help. But also be careful of who you're accepting help from. You know?
You said a word. Girl, I'm stressed out listening to you talk about this book.
Miss J, when she said it's really India Carter, but she mm-hmm. goes as Miss J, right? Urban Lit. Listen, she did a number on that series, but oh my gosh, I just need her to get Jules together. I'm gonna read part two eventually, but I'm just nervous that Jules gonna be still doing stupid stuff, and I'm not prepared. Not prepared.
Okay, so what's been your favorite book of 2021 so far?
Ooh, okay, so this I've been trying to figure out for the life of me, and I am still at a standstill on this answer. I want to say, for me, it's either, I'm going to just give you a list of three. Let's just do that. Endgame by Ray Lee. What a great love between Joe and I want to say his name is Josiah. Wow. That series in general, I still have to finish book three, but books one and two are just amazing. It's a slow burn, but it's a really, really good book. So Endgame is up there for me. I want to say Happily Ever was an amazing read for me, not only because it was Nia Forrester, but just because I never really understood. I never understand how marriages work because I'm not married. But just reading that book and getting insight and then just, like, how she was able to tell this tale and kind of flip the story at the end, it was beautifully done. And I really enjoyed Happily Ever. It was a wild ride, and it was less than 200 pages, I want to say, or just at 200 pages. But it was an amazing read. And I want to say for my third, I'm going to go Offensive Formation because from start to finish, I just really enjoyed that book. It was so good. It was so good. And Ambrose was so swoon-worthy. Is that what they say when you just be like, oh,
yes,
I love him. Like, I love him. And even the, and their whole story, I was just like, oh, I love them together. I love them. And even his little side situation, that did not take away from the story, and I was really happy about that. So yeah, I can't narrow it down yet, and I'm probably forgetting something that was probably up there because I'm still trying to figure that out so I can get a post up. So yeah, those are my three off the top of my head right now.
Okay, so I'm going to jump ahead a couple of questions here because we're kind of running low on time. So okay. In your opinion, how has the book industry changed for the better?
I think people are more able to self-publish. It's creating an environment where we can get more people actually editing, like starting companies where they can edit books. Like, I feel like it's creating more opportunities for minorities. Mm-hmm. And, I like that direction that it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And I honestly, I'm excited that more books are going to audio, even though I know it's very hard for that to happen. But I love a good audiobook. I can get through an audiobook through my mm-hmm. first week. I really appreciate those. So I'm excited about the more audiobooks. And I'm definitely excited about more opportunities for minorities with being able to self-publish. I think it's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing.
Okay, so one last question. What book are you reading right now?
Right now?
Yes. What is your current read at the moment?
A Christmas Kind of Love is my current read, and I am 25% in. I would probably be done with this book if it wasn't such a crazy, stressful week. But that is my current read, probably not adding anything else to my list. Or even adding anything else to my until I get that done. I want to read that first so I can finish it. Plus, I'm at the part where the brothers are beefing and stuff is happening, and I'm just trying to find what's true. So I want to finish that first before I start anything else. I have another book that I actually do have to get a review out for after this one, but. Yeah, I am reading A Christmas Kind of Love by Nikki Michelle, y'all.
Nikki Michelle and Kai Leakes, listen, it was a joint effort. We wanted to create a small black town full of black love, so that's what we did. Think Hallmark, but with soul.
Yes, exactly, exactly. It's definitely a Christmas town, y'all. It's like a Christmas town, for sure. Oh.
Ruby, I am so. Actually, I'm sad that we're running out of time. I was very much enjoying this conversation. Maybe I should have scheduled the show for a little longer, but there's always next year. There's always season two, and I want to have you back on the show in the future. In season two, I'm going to do something really special and have a couple of you guys on at the same time. But it's my secret for now. Thank you so much, Ruby, for for agreeing to do this with me. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. And please keep making great content.
That was 10 minutes with a reader.
Make sure to do that. Yeah, I'm happy I was able to join. And yes, for sure. Definitely would like to come back. I like talking, so.
I like listening.
So okay, definitely keep on the loop for next season.
Absolutely. Thank you again, and I will see you next time. Oh, and your box is on the way.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you.